What's the biggest story across Wisconsin over these last couple of days? It has to be where the Green Bay Packers four-time MVP quarterback will be playing his 19th season, or whether he'll be playing football at all. Rumors are swirling around Aaron Rodgers, but as of last check, he has not been traded to another team, and he is still a Green Bay Packer. However, that didn't stop Rodgers from making clear his intentions earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get.
Does he undermine that compensation by announcing his intentions outright this afternoon? Is there any chance Aaron Rodgers could be back in green and gold? And if not, what does that mean for the future of the Packers? And for longtime Packer fans, doesn't this offseason feel all too familiar? Pete Daugherty is the Packers columnist for USA Today Network Wisconsin. And Pete, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Lee. How are you today?
I am very curious about what Aaron Rodgers is doing and why he's announced his intentions to play for the New York Jets. Isn't this a decision to be made by the Packers, and doesn't he undermine his intent by announcing what he wants?
Well, he's got a lot of say in this whole thing because of his contract. He's going to be paid $59 million guaranteed this year. So all he has to do is show up. So if the Packers want to trade him, he needs to cooperate, because the team isn't going to trade for him unless he says he wants to play for him and is good with it. Nobody wants to trade for a quarterback who doesn't want to play for him. And he could always just up and retire and then unretire, you know, before the season starts. So that would just be a big mess. So no, he definitely has say in this. And, we've all known for how long now? I'm not even sure how long this has been going. Over a week, I think, right? So the Jets went and visited him. Was that a week ago today? It might have been a week ago, or a week ago yesterday. It might have been. So we've known for at least a week here that this was going to happen.
And we also know that he had a wish list of players he'd like to play with, according to ESPN. And the Jets actually acquired one of those players on his list already.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're interested in at least one or maybe two of the others. He balked at that and said he didn't present him with a list. He said they asked him about players, what he thought of them. I'm sure he said something effect of, you know, it'd be great if you could bring these guys in. I doubt the whole deal swings on whether they, you know, sign these guys and bring in these guys that he played with the Packers. But, you know, they're doing everything they can to set up a situation that he wants to be in. That's pretty obvious.
Pete, you've been covering the Packers for 30 years now. Doesn't this sort of ring familiar to what happened to Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre in 2008? How would you compare and contrast that?
Yeah, it's just incredibly similar in so many ways. I mean, you know, they each had a replacement drafted in the first round. It took 3 years till it actually happened. You know, that guy sat behind Rodgers behind Favre for 3 years, Love behind Rodgers for 3 years. These things run their course. These quarterbacks get so big, they want more say in things. The teams, I think, wear down, you know, the maintenance that goes with it. With Favre, it was whether he would retire. With Rodgers, it was him being upset with the organization and then recouping some of his power by winning those two MVPs and getting a new contract. It's incredibly similar, and the Packers can only hope and pray that Jordan Love turns out to be something like the two guys before him. I mean, it's unheard of for the league to draft a Hall of Fame quarterback to replace one, and it would be off the charts unheard of to do that twice in a row, with first Rodgers and then if Love turned out to be anything like that kind of player.
So we're ready to write off Aaron Rodgers as a Packer in the coming NFL season. Is that right?
Yeah, I cannot imagine circumstances where he's back with the Packers now. That ain't happening.
So what does this mean for the green and gold this season? I mean, still they're in the NFC North, so you figure they've there's been a recent lack of competition in their football division. But what does the Packers look like with a new quarterback at the helm this year?
Yeah, it's a whole new world they're entering here. I mean, they entered it briefly in 08, you know, not knowing how good Rodgers would be. But by 09, they, even halfway through 08, they signed him to a contract extension. And by 09, they made the playoffs. But, you know, it was 22 years, I think, between Bart Starr and Brett Favre. And teams go longer than that. Chicago's been looking to replace Sid Luckman, and I think he retired in 51. So, you know, this is a brand new world. They're getting to, they'll spend at least a season or half a season learning how it's, what it's like to be, you know, amongst the other half of the NFL. It'll be really interesting to see how good this guy is. How, what kind of coach is Matt LaFleur when he doesn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback? How will the offense look different? It was, you know, LaFleur changed the offense to, you know, to appease Rodgers, to meet him halfway on some of the things Rodgers likes to do. Now we'll presumably see more pure version of LaFleur's offense with a young quarterback. It's it'll be really interesting times, and lots on the line, because if Love isn't good enough, and they know that by the end of the 23 season, then they're right back, you know, looking for a new quarterback next year at this time.
Pete Daugherty, our guest, Packers columnist for USA Today, Network Wisconsin. And Pete, you, we started the conversation with talking about Aaron Rodgers guaranteed, what was it, $59 million this year?
Yeah, basically, yep.
Does that free up any room for the Packers to move and make some big acquisitions before the season kicks off?
It does not, because, you know, to get into the, I don't want to get too deep into the nuances of the salary cap, but it actually, to keep him, he would have counted $31 million on the cap. To trade him, because of the way the cap rules work, where his salary this year comes off, but future prorated money all accelerates to this year, they actually, he'll cost $40 million on the cap with the trade, so that's $9 million more. So they'll actually have $9 million less cap room to work with. But the huge upside is they're not stacking all this $59 million onto future caps, which they would be if they kept him. So he's off their books next year. They're free and clear. He won't count anymore next year. So next year at this time, they'll have a lot more money to work with than they would have if they had kept him.
So I appreciate you speculating earlier, but if you look at the NFC North this season, what are the Packers' shot without Aaron Rodgers and making the playoffs this year?
You know, you would think pretty slim. I mean, they went, you know, look how good Aaron Rodgers turned out to be, and they went 6-10 in his first year as a starter. So even if Love turns out to be a really good quarterback, I would think this would still be a pretty rough year. And if he's not good enough, it could be a really rough year. You never know. They went 9-7 in Favre's first year as a starter, didn't make the playoffs, but they did go 9-7. So if I were betting just right now, I would, you know, guess around a 5 or 6 or 7 win season. But, you know, you just don't know how Love is going to play. So you just, the smart money says, even if he looks pretty good and looks like he's a keeper, he's going to make a young quarterback's mistakes, enough of them to lose them a bunch of games.
Well, if there's a feel good in all this, I'd have to imagine that it's what you said earlier. The Bears are still looking for their next Sid Luckman.
And yeah, I mean, even the Vikings have been looking for a quarterback for a long time. It's hard to, these guys are hard to find.
Yes.
They really are. You know, the Broncos since Elway, they haven't found one. You know, they tried Russell Wilson, so far, not so good. So, that's a merry-go-round you definitely don't want to be getting on in the NFL.
Hey, Pete, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lee.
Pete Daugherty is the Packers columnist for USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us today to look at the future of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.